Hi families, and welcome to the Family Challenge. I hope you guys are well. Can you believe that we are in week 8 of our Family Challenge already? Wow, time really flies. Next week, we're going to be taking a little break from our Family Challenge because it's Holy Week. It's the week leading up to Easter. And we would love for you and your family to really participate and enjoy everything that's going to be happening here at church in that week. But then after Holy Week, the following week, we will be back. So please come back for that. I wonder how you guys are doing with your game boards. Are you following along? Have you done all of the episodes so far? Have you stuck all your stickers on there? Remember that if you and your family complete the whole family challenge, if you have all of your stickers on the game board, then you and your family will get a little surprise on one of the Sundays after. But enough about that. Let's get into today's episode. Today we're going to mix things up a little bit. We are going to start with our family activity. And I'm so excited because I get to be part of your family challenge this week. So what you'll need is you'll need to go and find a piece of paper and something to write with for each of your family members. If you are too young and you can't write it, that's okay. Just pair up with someone older in your family, an adult or one of your older siblings maybe, and you guys can compete as a team. So how this will work is a 30-second timer will come up onto the screen. While the time is going, you are going to try and write down as many fruit names as you can possibly think of. It doesn't matter how you spell them, as long as you know what you've written down. And I'm also going to be part of that. I'm also going to be trying to write down as many fruit names as possible. Then, when 30 seconds is over, we'll stop and see who got the most fruit names. So pause the video and go get everything you need. Have you got everything that you need? I have. I've got my piece of paper and I've got my pen and I'm ready. Are you? We are going to start. Remember, you need to write down as many fruit names as you possibly can. Not vegetables, fruit. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1, go! And stop. How many did you get? I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I don't think that's very good. I hope you guys did better than me. Who did you beat me? Who in your family got the most? I got 6. Apple, banana, kiwi, mango, passion fruit, and grapes. Who won? Quickly tally up everything and then see who in your family won and see if you beat me. That was really fun. I'm so glad I could be part of the family activity this week. But why were we writing down fruit names? It's a bit weird. Maybe our episode today has got something to do with fruit. So let's take a look. Families, it's time to read our Bibles together. Pause the video and then pick someone in your family to read John 15 verse 1 to 17. Then come back. Do you know where grapes come from? You might just think they appear on the shelf of the shop, but actually they're the fruit of a plant. They grow on a vine. When the time is right, little branches come out of those vines, and then little grapes start to grow. Today we are going to learn how Jesus used the parable of a vine to teach some lessons. Jesus starts by saying he is like the grapevine, and his father is the gardener. The gardener's job is to cut off the branches that are not producing fruit. Then Jesus told the people that they are like the branches. They can't be healthy if they are not connected to the vine. In other words, if they aren't connected to Jesus, they can't live a life that honors him. And if they aren't connected to the vine, they will eventually die. He ends the parable by talking about love. He told the people they should obey him and stay in his love, just like he stays in the Father's love. He also told them that they should love each other like he loves them. So what's the point of this vine story? Jesus is the vine, and we are the branches. This means that we need Jesus in order to grow, just like the branch needs the vine to grow. And if we're not connected to Jesus, we can't grow. If we aren't connected to Jesus yet, we need to get connected to him. And if we are already connected to Jesus, we need to stay connected to him. If we stay connected to Jesus, we'll produce fruit. This doesn't mean that grapes are going to be coming out of your ears. We are talking about the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These things are really important to God. But we can't produce these fruit. We can't show these things to others if we are not connected to the vine, if we are not connected to Jesus. We can't do it on our own. We need Jesus to come and work inside of us so that we produce these fruit and pour it out onto others. So let's take a look at what our memory verse is this week. I'm going to say each part of the verse and then you will repeat it after me. Are you ready? John 15 verse 5. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you stay joined to me, and I stay joined to you, then you will produce lots of fruit. Good job. Are we going to say it all together? John 15 verse 5. I am the vine and you are the branches. If you stay joined to me and I stay joined to you, then you will produce lots of fruit. Good job. So if we don't have Jesus, we can't produce any fruit. The first fruit of followers of Jesus is love. The reason why Jesus talked about love at the end of this parable is because it's really important. The Bible says that God is love, and Jesus said that the two most important commandments are to love God and to love others as we love ourselves. And God doesn't just talk about love. He puts his love into action. He sent his Son down to earth to come and take our place, to come and die in our place, because he loves us so much. And because God loves us so much, we love God and we love others. And one of the ways in which we love other people is by showing them the fruit of the Spirit, by loving others, by sharing joy with others, by living in peace with others, by being patient with others. I know that's a hard one, especially with our siblings. By showing kindness to others, by being faithful to others, by being gentle with others, and by showing self-control when we deal with others. So, I hope the next time you sit down to eat some grapes, you'll remember that we need to stay connected to Jesus so we can produce fruit. Now we have a special song to help us remember what the fruit of the Spirit are. Some of you might know this song. Okay, families, it's time to stand up and do the actions and sing the song with me. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1.
Be filled with the Spirit. to be led by the Spirit of God. Yeah, just like a tasty banana, an apple or pear, our hearts bear good fruit when the Spirit lives there. I'm talking about love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Yeah. We need to be filled with the Spirit, to walk in the Spirit, to be led by the Spirit of God. We need to be filled with the Spirit, to walk in the Spirit, be led the Spirit of God. Just like a tasty banana, an apple or pear, our hearts bear the fruit when the Spirit lives there. Lives there. Well, I'm talking love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Talking about love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness and self-control. Say love, say joy, say peace, say patience, say kindness, say goodness, say faithfulness, gentleness and self-control. Gotta have love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness and self-control. Gotta have love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
Now it's time for our family discussion questions. Some questions are going to come up on the screen. Pause the video and then take as much time as you need to discuss these questions with your family and then come back. I hope you had some really good discussion with your family, and I hope you're going to remember that we need to stay connected to the vine. We need to stay connected to Jesus so we can produce lots and lots of fruit. I hope you have a wonderful Easter celebration, and I'll see you guys again in 2 weeks' time.